They didn't miss any. I missed one when I had my minor surgery, and Pete was so bent on having perfect attendance that he came to Pastor Bob's study on a Wednesday night that we didn't have ours that week. So how about that? So he has perfect attendance. This is the laminated certificate that we are giving to those who had perfect attendance. Also a laminated bookmark for those who had perfect attendance. We call these super achievers. There you go. And then next to Pete is Sharon. And Sharon also had perfect attendance. And she, along with Grace, filled up, I think, how many notebooks did you fill up? Two notebooks. And I looked at their notes and Sharon's notes and, man, I'd like to have that in my library, so I'm copying her notes. So next time we have class 31, it'll be a lot easier to teach and facilitate. And Sharon had a perfect attendance as well. And Dick Shorb, he had perfect attendance as well. And he gets a laminated certificate and a laminated bookmark.
Thank you.
Now, I have good news for the rest of you. Even though your certificate is not laminated, the church just bought a laminator. And so you can come in during the week and we can laminate your certificate if you want. I would suggest that. But we wanted to give special recognition to those who had perfect attendance. Wouldn't you agree? That's a good way to do it. Okay. Now, Sandy.
This is your certificate. Marianne, where are you? We're out. This is Marianne's. You stay up here. You're in the picture. This is Tootie. Tootie participated. And Ken Kinzer. Participated very well. They would have had perfect attendance, but they had their calendar filled on a couple of occasions. And so we can give that to Grace. And Pauline, where's Pauline? Pauline, get up here. you went through the class. And here's your certificate. Oops, I dropped it. And then Joanna Hartford. Is not here. Joanna Hartford, here's your bookmark. Joanna Hartford came all the way from Elma to participate in this class. And so, now, Sandy, I have a laminated bookmark for you. And I went over and over and over to correct any mistakes. And I discovered I made a mistake on yours this morning. And so I'm going to be responsible to see that you get a laminated bookmark. And I apologize for that. I apologize. Sandy would have been here from the get-go, but as you recall, Bill had his heart surgery and other complications with health issues that prevented her from attending. But she finished like gangbusters and came on strong and added a lot of input to our Bible study. Now, what we're going to do is... each Sunday, we're going to give one person that completed the class an opportunity to share what they gained from carving out 31 weeks of Bible study. And today, we're going to allow Pete to share his testimony of why he started a Bible study and why he had a motivation to have perfect attendance all the way through. So, Pete, the microphone is yours.
Thank you. And I don't have all the answers for those questions. We're in Sunday school and everything like this, and then to study them at better length and deeper length was a real blessing to me. And the second thing was that I met some real good friends. I've known Sharon and Eileen and Marianne and that, but at our table sat Joanne and Tootie and Sandy, and the next to me was Pauline. And that was a blessing. I got some really good church friends that I got to know so much better than so that was a blessing that I didn't realize I was going to get. Thank you.
Very good. I'm just in awe every time I see Pete, because I knew Pete before he knew us in New Hope. Years ago, he and Dick were in the old church that we used to participate in, and it just blows my circuits how God orchestrated his movement along with his wonderful wife into our church fellowship. And we really appreciate you, Pete, and Patricia very, very much. And it's because of Pete and Patricia that Craig started coming, and it's because of Pete and Patricia and Craig that Marcy started coming. And so it's kind of the way it works. Now, the church is described in the Bible as a family. The church is a family. It's one of the metaphors that the scriptures use to describe that we are a family, family of God. And so we kind of relate as family here in our relationships. And it's tradition here at New Hope that whenever anyone has a birthday on a Sunday, we sing happy birthday to him. And today, Pete has a birthday. Didn't think I knew, did you? Pete has a birthday, and I don't think he'll mind me telling you. Isn't he a young-looking 70-year-old man?
Congratulations.
Yeah. So let's salute Pete today by singing happy birthday to him. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pete. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Let's give them a hand of appreciation. Okay. Very good. Thank you. You may return to your seats.